都是跟家庭有关的。我想我们教会的成员大多数都是以家庭为主的哈。那家庭，各位知道，在社会当中是非常重要的一个单位。其实我告诉各位，在教会也一样。教会对内所关心的，sorry，your turn。
My turn. Okay. Today's topic is similar to last week's, and that both are concerned with family. Our church is mostly made up with families, and family is also an important unit in the society.
教会对内所关心的是这个教会里成员的属灵状况，
So our church is concerned about the spiritual well-being of the family.
而家庭对一个人的属灵状况影响却非常的大。
We all know that family also played a great impact on the spiritual condition of each family member.
不论是正面的或是负面的，都有很大的影响。
So both positively and negatively.
比如说，最常见的就是一个家庭里面的成员生病了。
So for example, a common occurrence is that if a family member has fallen ill.
当然，我说的不是一般的小感冒，而是很严重的病。
So I do not mean a common cold, but a serious illness,
比方说癌症，
such as cancer.
这种事情都会影响其他家人的属灵状况。
It will definitely affect the spiritual condition of every family member.
有些人会因为这样更加的倚靠神，
This may drive someone closer to God.
但是也许会有人因此抱怨神，远离神，
But may also estrange another member from God through grumbling.
因为在一个家里面的人都是我们所爱的，
We love every member of our family.
他们的遭遇都会牵动到我们，
And also concern what befalls them.
都是我们所关心的。
This is what we all concerned about.
这就是为什么我们要传讲今天这样的信息。
And that is why we are preaching the message on that today.
上一次我告诉大家父母跟儿女之间的属灵关系，
Last week, I focused on the spiritual relationship between parents and children.
而且我告诉大家父母对儿女的属灵状况有极大的影响力。
And I told you, parents have great impact on the spiritual well-being of their children.
这一次我要讲夫妻上面之间的属灵关系。
Today, I will focus on the spiritual relationship between husband and wife.
夫妻是一个家庭的核心。
Husband and wife form the core of the family.
夫妻能不能在信仰生活上有很好的连结，跟这个家、跟子女，甚至跟教会都有很密切的关系。
Can a husband and wife have one unified and solid faith is tied closely to their family and their children and their church?
我们教会的成员大多数都已经是结婚的夫妇。
Most of our church members have families.
这些夫妻有些两个都是基督徒，
Some husband and wife are both Christians.
有些人的另一半还不认识主。
Others, only one is a believer.
那不论你的配偶信不信主，
But no matter if, I'm sorry, no matter if your spouse is a Christian or not,
我们都要注意夫妻的关系。
we all have to pay attention to the relationship of husband and wife.
如果配偶是信主的，
If your spouse is a believer,
你们怎么样留心彼此的属灵状况？
how you pay attention to your mutual spiritual condition
这是我们要学的。
is what we need to learn.
如果你还有不信的配偶，我们
If you,
更要注意自己给配偶属灵上的影响。
if your spouse is not a Christian yet, we need to pay even more attention to how we influence the spouse's spiritual condition.
当然，我们当中还有一些不在婚姻里面的，
Of course, there are still some among us who are still single.
请你们好好享受你们的单身生活。
Enjoy your single life.
但是今天的道仍然是跟你讲的，
But today's sermon is for you also.
因为你将来选择对象、组织家庭的时候，你同样也要懂得对方的属灵状况。
Because you know that in order to know how to select your future mate and establish your family and care for the spiritual well-being of your family member.
大家都知道，夫妻应该是紧密相连的人。
We all know that a couple is supposed to be closely knitted.
很多人羡慕白头偕老的夫妻。
We all envy couples who stay together until their old age.
他们能够同心同行一辈子，真是很不容易。
It's not easy to walk together with the same mate all your life.
而在我们主里属灵的夫妻更应该同心同行。
And a spiritual couple should be even more united, in the Lord.
因为属灵的夫妇，主里的夫妇，不但是在世的时候是同行人生道路的伴侣，你将来还要在天家相会。
Because they not only tread the earthly path together, they shall meet again in heaven one day.
有一个醋坛子太太，醋坛子吗 ？OK.
A overly possessive wife.
她非常怕她的先生有外遇。
Worries that her husband may one day have an affair.
就跟她的先生说：“你如果敢有外遇，我非在你饭里下药不可。”
And says to him, "If you dare to have an affair, I'm going to poison your food."
这个先生说：“那我得先写好遗嘱，哎，我得说我是自杀，免得你惹上麻烦。”
So the husband replies.Then if I die that way one day, I must prepare a suicide note so you will not be blamed for.
哇，这个太太听了好高兴，说：“哎呀，总算你还有点良心，你还会疼我。”
The wife heard that and was quite pleased and replied, saying that you still have some conscience in you and you still care for me.
这个先生说：“不，我现在就已经受够了，我怕我将来到阎王那里还看到你。”
The husband said, "On the contrary, I have enough of you already. If I run into you again in hell, that will be even a worse tragedy."
我们不会像这对夫妻，弟兄姐妹，因为我们都希望跟自己的配偶可以天长地久，一直到主的国里。
I believe we are not like this couple. We all covet the long relationship with our spouse.
所以今天我们要来看圣经里面的一对夫妇。他们是怎么样同心同行的
？So today we shall study a couple in the Bible to see how they walk together.
我们会从几处的经文来看这一对夫妇的经历。
And we shall learn from their experience revealed in the scriptures.
这一对夫妇刚才大家都已经看到了，就是耶稣的父母约瑟跟玛利亚。
This couple is the parents of Jesus, Joseph and Mary.
我不知道大家觉得这一对夫妇怎么样，但是我觉得他们是一对非常成功的夫妇。
I don't know about you, but I think they are an exemplary couple.
因为他们靠着神一同走过他们的婚姻，而且让耶稣在这个家庭里平安的成长。
Because by the grace of God, they stay together in their marriage and allow Jesus to grow up in a peaceful family.
我们刚刚读的经文，大家一定常常听到。
You're quite familiar with today's passage.
因为这里是讲到耶稣的诞生，所以你多半是在圣诞节的时候听到。
We hear it read often during Christmas time because it's about the birth of Jesus.
可是虽然十八节是说基督降生的事，基督降生的事，可是我们在这一段里并没有看到耶稣降生的描述。
Even though verse 18 says this is about the birth of Jesus, but in the passage we did not really hear much about Jesus' birth.
只有在25节才轻轻地点到说孩子出生了。
It only barely touched upon that in verse 25.
而这一段你如果仔细地看，反而是在讲约瑟跟玛利亚的经历。
But today's passage actually focuses on the experience of Joseph and Mary.
玛利亚从圣灵受孕。
Mary's conception through Holy Spirit.
约瑟知道以后，内心非常的煎熬。
It talks about Joseph's struggle after he learned of Mary's pregnancy.
后来神怎样在他梦中向他显现，告诉玛利亚怀孕的事，并且要他放心的把玛利亚娶过来。
It talks about God's appearing to Joseph in his dream and to comfort and persuade him to take Mary as his wife.
从这一段经文，我们可以来学习这一对夫妇是怎么样 同心同行的。
So from this passage, we can learn how the couple start their marriage off by walking together with one mind.
从这一段，我们首先看到的就是他们的顺服。
First of all, we shall see that of their obedience.
而且他们一起顺服神。
And they are obedient to God together.
这两个人在不同的时候受到神的启示，但是他们都愿意接受神的启示。而且按着神的意思去做。
You see, they received separate revelations from God at different times and accepted willingly, and they followed the instructions according to God's will together.
这就是他们一起顺服神。
This is their submission to God, together.
玛利亚怎么顺服神呢？
So how did Mary obey God?
她愿意让神用她的身体。
She let God use her body.
即使他要冒着婚姻失败、名誉扫地，甚至是生命的危险，他都愿意让神的旨意成就在他的身上。
She was willing to see God's will done in her life, even without regard to a potential tragic ending to her marriage, or a ruin of her reputation, or even endangering her own life.
他说：“我心尊主为大，我灵以我的救主为乐。”
She said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior."
她丝毫没有怀疑、恐惧，她完全把自己交给神，全然的顺服。
Without a doubt or fear, she became completely surrendering to the will of God. That's a perfect obedience.
约瑟怎么顺服神呢？
So what about Joseph?
他遵从神的指示。他完全相信玛利亚的贞洁。
He also obeyed God's instructions and believed the complete innocence of Mary.
各位，你如果看这里的经文，使者是在梦中向他显现。
You see, the scripture says the angel of God appeared to Joseph in his dream.
他是在梦里听见神的使者向他说话。
He received revelation from God in his dream through the angel of the Lord.
如果换作别人，我想这个人不一定或者不愿意相信是梦里听见的。
So, given a different person, he may not respect what he hears in the dream.
因为这只是一个梦啊。
Thinking it is but a dream.
怎么能当真呢？
How can they take it for real?
万一我今天晚上又做了一个不一样的梦，相反的梦，怎么办呢？
What if the dream tonight is totally the opposite?
但是约瑟没有丝毫的怀疑。
Joseph, without such doubt,
他也不顾别人的议论。
Nor the concern about others muttering.
他顺服的照着神的话娶了玛利亚。
He obeyed God's words and took Mary as his wife.
我告诉大家，这是很不容易的。
I tell you, this is a very difficult thing to do.
因为照以色列的习俗，从订婚到结婚。也就是一个女子许配给一个人开始，至少要一年。
See, according to the Jewish custom, from the time of betrothal, that is when a woman is pledged to a man, it usually takes one more year before the wedding to take place.
就是订婚一年以后才能结婚。
So you have to be engaged for an entire year before you can get married.
在这段期间当中，如果有什么不合适的或者不合律法的事发生，婚约是可以解除的。
During this time, if anything turns out to be improper or illegal, this pledge could be voided.
所以，当玛利亚怀孕的事曝露出来以后
，So when Mary's pregnancy became exposed,
加在约瑟身上的压力可想而知。
We could feel the pressure that put Joseph under.
他要面对家人，面对亲友们的质疑，要面对律法的主张，他要面对别人的讥讽，他要面对自己的怀疑，等等等等。
He had to face the query from his family and relatives, the condemnation of the law, and ridicule from others, and even self-doubt.
你要他相信梦里的一句话吗？
If you want him to believe a phrase in his dream,
那是多么的不容易。
It's very difficult.
可是他做到了，可是他做到了，而且照着神的话娶了玛利亚，这个是极大的顺服。
But he did it. Not only did he do it, he did it immediately and took Mary as his wife. And that is complete submission.
各位弟兄姐妹，玛利亚跟约瑟的婚姻一开始就有一个很好的起头，就是他们都愿意顺服神。
You see, the marriage of Mary and Joseph got off on the right foot, and that is, they were willing to submit to God.
这是他们能够同心同行一个很重要的原因。
And that is a key to their walking together with one mind.
请问大家知道为什么吗？
Do you see why?
因为他们可以一起领受他们在家庭中的位分跟角色。
Because they accept their roles in the family.
而且他们愿意照着神的心意去做。
And they're willing to follow God's will.
所以他们没有冲突。
So that's why there are no conflicts between them.
各位想想看，如果约瑟一直怀疑玛利亚的贞洁。
Otherwise, if Joseph continued to harbor a doubt on Mary's faithfulness,
而玛利亚一直怀疑约瑟对自己的看法。
Or Mary continued to be skeptical as to how Joseph would view her.
这一段婚姻一定很难维持。
This marriage would have been so hard to maintain.
因为他们失去了互相信任的基础。
Because they had lost the foundation of mutual trust.
可是他们因着顺服神，就完全放下心里这些疙瘩，成为一对受祝福的夫妇。
However, because of their obedience to God, they could swallow their pride and they became a blessed couple.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们不要骗人，夫妇之间总是有意见不同的时候。
Let's be honest to ourselves. It is inevitable to have different opinions among husband and wife.
你总是可以找到挑剔对方的事。
You always find fault-finding tendencies easy to come.
你总有认为自己比对方好的时候。
There's always time when you view your opinions higher than or more valuable than the other.
这些感觉或是成见、偏见，往往就造成两个人感情上或者婚姻上的大问题。
And these feelings of bias and prejudice frequently grow to become a threat to your marriage.
但是如果我们知道这个配偶是神为我们预备的。
However, if we recognize our spouse is prepared by God,
而我们也愿意接受神的安排，听从神的带领，我们的婚姻生活就会不一样。
And accept that mate to be provided by God and follow God's guidance, our marriage life will forever be changed.
约瑟跟玛利亚因为顺服神，就完全接受神为他预备的配偶。
Joseph and Mary, because of their obedience to God, they accept each other as God prepared or provided spouse for each other.
我跟以琳跟其他的夫妇，我想都一样。
以琳 and I, like other couples.
我们家那母老虎现在不在，所以我才敢讲。
The tiger is not here today, so I can talk about her.
刚结婚的时候，我们也有很多生活上的细节很不一致的。
We had some incompatibilities in the minor details of life at the beginning of our marriage.
他喜欢一上床就睡觉。
When bedtime came, she liked to fall asleep right away.
可是我喜欢在床上读读书，听听音乐。
But I prefer to read a book or listen or enjoy some music.
他不喜欢吃鱼，因为嫌麻烦。
She did not like preparing fish, for it was too cumbersome.
可是我却喜欢吃鱼虾。
But I love eating fish or shrimp.
他的个性比较急，他喜欢赶着做很多事情。
She liked to get things done right away.
我比较不急，我喜欢看看事情的轻重缓急，在时间之内很从容地去做一些事情。
But I like to take my time, set some priorities, and do things leisurely.
所以有很多情况我们是不合的。
So frequently there are things that we kind of miss a step with each other.
当然，我们也会起冲突。
So resulted in conflicts, of course.
可是，当我们逐渐逐渐了解，原来这一个人就是上帝为我安排的配偶的时候。
But gradually, as we learn that we are each other's spouse intended by God,
那不论他有什么缺点，我们都要顺服神为我们的预备。
No matter what shortcomings we have, we need to be obedient to God's intent.
所以渐渐的，我们就不再那么尖锐了。
So gradually, we were no longer so critical.
我们从刺猬变成老鼠。
From a porcupine, to be like a rat to each other.
我们可以慢慢欣赏对方跟自己不一样的地方。
We start to appreciate each other's differences.
感情生活就渐入佳境。
So marriage life became sweeter as the year went by.
这其实发生在有一次我们争吵后的祷告里面。
This happened to a prayer that we said after a quarrel.
有一次吵过架以后，我们就去祷告，他祷告他的，我祷告我的。
So one day after a quarrel, we went separate ways, and she prayed for her, and I prayed my own prayer.
可是突然，上帝让我们明白，这就是我为你预备的。
But during the separate prayer, God helped us realize we are for each other.
你难道不愿意顺服我帮你安排的是最好的人吗
？Are you not satisfied when I put the best person in your life？
这是我们第一个从玛利亚那里可以，玛利亚跟约瑟那里可以学习的。
So that's the first lesson we can learn from Joseph and Mary。
第二，我们可以从这一对的夫妇身上看到他们是一起经历神的。
Next, we can see that from this couple that they experienced God together.
大家都知道耶稣是出生在马槽里。
We all know that Jesus was born in a manger.
因为在当时伯利恒的客店里面已经没有房间了。
Because there was no vacancy in the inn in Bethlehem that day.
当然他们也没有时间去预备孩子出生的东西。
And nor was there time for them to prepare appropriately, get ready for Jesus' birth.
所以耶稣出生以后，玛利亚用布把他包起来。
So after his birth, Jesus was wrapped in a cloth.
然后把它放在马槽里
，and placed in a manger。
没想到这就是神预备的记号。
Little did they know that was God's sign。
耶稣出生以后，在伯利恒野地里的牧羊人听到天使传来的好消息。
So shepherds in the field of Bethlehem heard the good tidings from the angels。
天使告诉他们说，这个孩子在马槽里用布包着。
The angel told them there's a child born and wrapped in clothes and put in a manger.
牧羊人就凭着这个记号到马槽里找到了用布包着的耶稣。
So with that sign, these shepherds came and found Jesus in the manger and wrapped in a cloth.
他们朝见耶稣，并且把天使告诉他们的话传开了。
So they paid tribute to Jesus and also spread the word.That they heard from the angels.
天使说的话是什么呢
？And what did the angel say?
天使说，在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Angel said, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you."
当时听见的人都很诧异。
And he is Christ the Lord. And all those who heard were astonished.
玛利亚把这一切存在心里，反复思想。
But Mary treasured up.All these things and ponder them in her heart.
玛利亚为什么这样想呢
？Why?
因为这实在太奇妙了，这是她从来没有经历过的事。
Because it was so amazing that nothing that she ever experienced before.
神竟然用马槽跟布来做记号。
And that God should ever use a manger and cloth as a sign.
并且用这一群牧羊人把救主降生的事传开了。
And God used even shepherds to spread the good news of the birth of a Savior.
这是他们的一个经历。
This is what they experienced on that day.
后来他们把孩子带到耶路撒冷，要把耶稣献给神。
Later, when they brought the boy to Jerusalem to present Jesus to God,
他们碰到两个人。
They came across two people.
一个是西面， 他是又公义又虔诚的人。
First is Simeon, who is right, who was righteous and devout.
他希望看见救主的降生。
And had been waiting all his life for the birth of a savior.
果然，当耶稣跟当那个约瑟跟玛利亚进圣殿的时候，西面就看见了这个已经降世的基督。
So when Simeon saw Jesus as Joseph and Mary brought him in, entered the temple courts, he immediately recognized Jesus being the Savior.
他马上就知道这是神为万民预备的救恩。
Moved by the Holy Spirit, he immediately recognized Jesus being the salvation prepared for all the people.
是照亮外邦人的光。
And a light for the revelation to the Gentiles.
又是以色列人的荣耀。
And the glory to the people of Israel.
那玛利亚跟约瑟都觉得这个是非常的稀奇。
Both Joseph and Mary marveled at what they saw.
另一个是女先知亚拿。
The other person they met was a prophetess called Anna.
她正好也在这个时候进了圣殿。
Who was entering the temple at that time also.
而她把耶稣降生的事讲给一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人听。
She also spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem.
我刚才讲的这些，你可以翻一翻路加福音的二章。
All of what I just said could be found in Luke chapter 2.
还有就是东方来的那三个博士，或者我们说智者。
In addition, there were the Magi from the East.
他们看见天上的星，就到伯利恒来拜耶稣。
There were wise men who saw the star in the sky and from the east and followed it to Bethlehem to worship Jesus.
拿着黄金、乳香、末药献给耶稣。
They brought with them gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh and presented them to Jesus.
这是在马太福音的二章。
That was recorded in Matthew chapter 2.
这些事都显现出耶稣是以色列的救主。是约瑟和玛利亚一同经历的奇妙的事。
All of these events reveal that Jesus was the Savior of Israel, and Joseph and Mary were eyewitnesses together.
他们一起看到神的作为，他们一起看到神所预备的。
They saw God's plan and preparation.
他们也同样经历到许多的困难。
But they also faced dangers together.
大家都知道的就是希律王要杀耶稣。
We all know that King Herod wanted to kill Jesus.
约瑟跟玛利亚得到神的启示以后，就躲到埃及去。
So Joseph and Mary followed God's instructions and escaped to Egypt.
一直到希律王死了，他们才回拿撒勒。
Until the death of King Herod before they returning to Nazareth.
希律王的命令是把两岁以内的孩童都杀尽了。
King Herod's order was to kill all the infants under two.
所以当他们要从伯利恒，从耶路撒冷到埃及这一段路上，耶稣最多最多不超过两岁。
So when they traveled from Bethlehem to Egypt,Jesus was no more than 2 years of age.
这一段旅程有差不多300多公里。
That journey covered about 300 kilometers.
他们要穿过西乃半岛的北边。
Through the northern end of Sinai Peninsula.
我不知道有没有人去过。
I don't know if you've been there.
你如果去过，你就知道那是非常荒凉的地方。
It was a rugged terrain.
没有现代化的交通工具，也没有很方便的旅馆。
Without modern transportation or hotel facilities.
一个妈妈带一个两岁的孩子。
A mother with a two-year-old baby.
你们觉得容易吗？
Is it easy?
你想想看，那个你自己带孩子的经历就好了。
Just compare with your own experience.
这一段旅途一定很辛苦的，而且他们到了埃及还要安顿下来。
That was no easy journey, On top of that, once they arrive in Egypt, they had to find a place to stay.
对他们来说，这是个很大的挑战。
Another great challenge for them.
但是无论是顺是逆，他们都一起经历神。
But they experience God together in good times and bad.
这也是我们要学的。夫妻当中要两个人一同挑担许多的问题。
That is a lesson for us to learn too. In each marriage, there are many burdens that require both husband and wife to bear together.
同心同行的伴侣就要能在这些事情上面共同经历。
Companions with one mind could encourage each other and look out for each other.
相互勉励，相互提醒。
And to care for each other and to encourage each other.
不但要让对方的担子可以轻省一些，更要借着这些经历加深彼此的感情。
Not only to lessen the burden, but also to bring each other closer and to build a stronger faith toward God.
更重要的是对神的信心。
And also to build a faith to God.
这是很宝贵的。
That is precious.
圣经上说夫妇是一同承受生命之恩的。
The Bible says husband and wife are heirs of gracious gift of life.
那请问恩典从哪里来呢？
So where is this gift from?
就是从一同经历神的过程当中得到各样的恩典。
It comes from the blessings in the process of experiencing God.
我相信我们当中的夫妇都一起经历过许多的事。
I believe many couples among us have been through a lot.
比方说一起求学。
For example, to have education at home.
一起留学。
Or to study abroad,
一起生小孩。
To have kids,
一起买房子。
To buy a house,
一起搬家。
To move to a different location,
一起找工作。
Job hunting,
我不应该说一起生病哈，其中有一个人生病，对不对？
Or to go through an illness together,
这当中有喜有悲。有顺利，有不顺利，甜酸苦辣都在当中。
There were joy and sorrow, good times and bad, and bitter and sweet, right?
我要请大家回想一下，当你在做这些事情的时候，你是一个人做，还是跟配偶一起做？
Let's think back when the good old days when you went through all these. Were you alone or were you with your spouse?
如果你跟配偶是一起经历的，请问你现在有什么感觉？
If you went through all that experience with your spouse, what was your reaction now?
我想我们应该有的感觉就是感恩。
I hope you feel you're grateful.
感谢神给我一个好太太，或者是一个好先生。
Thank God for a precious spouse.
能够让我们彼此配合，彼此扶持。彼此帮助，建立这个家。
About a spouse who keep us company to help and look out for us.
更感谢神给你这样一个人，共度你人生当中的各样事情。
It's also thank God to give me a companion that will go through life's challenge with me.
我讲到这里都没有人抱一抱、亲一亲，真是不好玩。我在读书的时候，有一段时间我陷入低潮。
When I fell into a hard time during years of my studies.
因为我看见有那么多的书要做，书要读，有那么多的作业要写，我真的是觉得我做不完了。
I was overwhelmed with my work and all the studies and the homework.
我真的很想放弃。
That pushed me to the brink of giving up.
我整个人变得很消沉。
My entire person had become rather depressed.
我的心情变得很不稳定。
And emotionally unstable.
我的太太看见了，就来鼓励我。
When my wife saw this and came to encourage me.
这也是那个母老虎不在我才说的。
And also what she told me.
她说 上帝让我们来这里念书，一定有他的心意。
And she told me that to realize that it was God who intended me to go through the studies.
他一定有要我们做的事情。
To prepare me for the work that he wanted me to do.
他也一定会给你够用的恩典，让你好好读完书。
He therefore will give me sufficient grace to finish the coursework.
然后他替我祷告。
Then she prayed for me.
所以我得到很大的安慰，很大的鼓励。
So this brought great comfort and encouragement to me.
我就不再像从前那样子的低沉了。
So that helped me to come out of my depression.
大家知不知道有一位神保罗牧师？
I don't know if you know Reverend is that Paul Shen?
Paul Shen.
Paul Shen.
听过没有？
I don't know if you heard of him.
是一个非常老的神的仆人，他现在还健在，大概95岁、96岁了。
He's a rather well experienced servant of God. He's age 95 already.
他有一次跟我们说哈，在他牧会的过程当中，有一次被人诬赖偷钱。
He shared with us during his ministry one time he was falsely accused of stealing church's money.
他非常的气，因为那些人就是对他像小偷一样。
The insolent demeanor of the accuser really upset him.
他回到家连饭都吃不下。
To the point of losing his appetite.
他的师母做了一桌的菜。
Especially the meals that prepared by Mrs. Shen.
他看都不看一眼。
He would not even take a look at it.
就在那里生气。
Spent entire day in anger.
沈师母呢，看到这个情形，一句话不说。
Mrs. Shen saw this and without saying a word,
自己先吃
and ate the meal herself.
边吃边说
But then, while eating the meal, she said, finally,
我知道你不是这样的人，不然我也不会嫁给你。
I know very well this is not you, or that is not you, otherwise I would not have married you.
沈牧师听了以后，一想说，对呀，我跟他一起过了这么多年。经历过这么多事情，哪有人比我太太更了解我
？It then dawned on Reverend Shen that that's right. Who would understand me better than my wife? She spent so many years with me and accompanied me through many difficulties.
难道她不知道我不是一个贪财的人吗
？Would she not know that I do not covet after money?
所以沈牧师当时跟我们说，他拿起碗来，稀里呼噜一下就吃完了。
So once he came to his senses, he also regained his appetite and ate the leftover meal from Mrs. Shen.
你知道他在什么时候跟我们讲这一段话吗
？Do you know under what condition or situation that he shared this story with us?
是在沈师母过世以后，他回想师母生前的点点滴滴的时候跟我们讲的。
So.He shared his experience in reminiscence of Mrs. Shen after she already passed away.
如果你在当时看见她的表情，她的脸上是充满感恩，充满幸福。
I wish you could all see his face. It was full of gratefulness and contentment.
她嘴里一直说，神给她一个很好的伴侣，神给她一个很好的伴侣。
He continued to say that God had given him a precious partner of life.
弟兄姐妹，夫妻就是在这样彼此勉励、彼此扶持、彼此担当的过程当中，你越发看见神的恩典。
Couples are supposed to look out for each other, encourage and carry each other's burden, and in the process of doing so, they will come to see God's grace more clearly.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，和你自己的配偶一起经历神。是一件很重要的事。
Therefore, to experience God in every little detail of life is another key for the couples.
因为这是你们更多体会、更多享受生命之恩的途径。
Because that is the way to enjoy the blessing of God.
那么在我们的日常生活当中，怎么样可以让我们更加同心，而且可以同行天路呢？
How can we walk together with one mind in our lives?
我建议大家做到一件事。
I'll recommend one thing.
就是一起服侍你的神。
That is to serve your God together.
为什么一起服侍可以让夫妻更同心同行呢？
How could serving God together help couples to be united in one mind?
我今天的题目是什么？
What is the topic today?
这么简单的问题都不会。同林鸟或是分飞燕，对不对？中国有一句俗话怎么说的？夫妻本是同林鸟，大难来时各自飞。
Today
没有听过啊。
Let me give it a try.
Okay.
Today's topic can be translated as lovebirds dwell together, or sparrows fly separate ways. There's an old saying in China. That is, let me see if I can find it. The couples are supposed to be under one roof, but when trouble comes, then they go separate ways.
好像夫妻关系是非常薄弱的，是经不起考验的。
As if the link between husbands and wives is so weak that it cannot resist the trials of life.
可是各位都知道，这不是我们在主里的人应该有的观念。
That is not how Christians should view marriage.
就像我们前面所说的，你要顺服神给你安排的配偶。
Instead, we should be like what we just said before, to submit under God's arrangement.
无论那个人多么不完美，我们都应该接受自己的配偶。
Accept wholeheartedly our spouse that he prepared for us, even though that person may not be perfect.
而且你应该跟他一同经历生命中的每一件事。
And also to experience with that person every single details of life.
而你要做的就是一起来服侍上帝。
In order to do that, the only thing you need to do is to serve God with that person.
我想我们当中的夫妇很少有两个人是在同一个地方一起工作的。
Many of us couples, most likely, are not working under this, not working in the same place.
大部分的夫妻是在不同的单位工作的。
Most of us serve in different job locations.
甚至夫妇当中可能有一个人是在家里带小孩或者在家里工作的。
And many families have one job and the other spouse stay home.With children.
所以各位，你可能认识你在家里的先生或是太太。
Therefore, you may recognize that spouse when he or she stays home.
但是你却不认得在职场上的先生或是太太。
But you probably will not recognize that spouse at work.
假设我们说，太太在家，先生在外面工作。
Let's say if wife stays home, husband works.
所以做太太的，你不但没有看到另一半在工作上的态度。
So the wife may not see the attitude the husband has at work.
你也不会看见他在工作上所遭遇到的事情。
Nor will you understand things that happen at work.
你也不知道他处理的方式是怎么样。
Nor will you know the way he handles things at work.
你知道男人的心是很隐藏的。
You know that men's hearts are secretive.
不会把所有的事告诉自己的太太。
They will not tell you everything.
这也是因为母老虎不在我才说的。Okay.
That's because my wife is not here, therefore I dare to say that.
如果是这样，夫妇间的沟通就会出现问题。
If you don't know your spouse very well, especially at work, then it may cause communication breakdown.
先生会觉得做太太的根本不了解我。
Husband may feel his wife does not understand him that much at all.
你根本不知道我的状况。
She doesn't know the situation.
做太太的也很无力，因为她不知道怎么样去帮助她的先生。
Wife may also be frustrated with that she lacks power to help him.
但是上帝有很好的安排。
But God has already provided a solution.
就是夫妇可以一起来服侍神。
But that is, the husband and wife can serve God together.
当约瑟从神那里听见说要带着玛利亚跟孩子逃到埃及去的时候，
When Joseph learned that from God that the King Herod, because of King Herod's the threat on the baby Jesus, he was to escape to escape to Egypt with his family.
玛利亚跟耶稣就跟着他走了。
So Mary and Jesus follow him immediately.
我们可能会说，这有什么了不起？就是爸爸妈妈带着小孩逃命嘛。
So we may think that's no big deal because everyone should run for their lives and parents are supposed to protect their children.
这个有什么了不起？
No big deal.
换了我，我也会做。
I will do the same.
可是事实上，这就是约瑟跟玛利亚他们在一起服侍神。
But in obeying God, Jesus and Mary are serving God together.
他们都知道这个孩子的来历。
They knew the origin of this child.
他们的孩子不是从他们自己来的。
Who was not born of them.
他们要遵守神给他们的使命来养育这个孩子。
The child was not born of them, but God, and they want to obey God's command to raise the child to become the savior of the world.
要让这个孩子成为救赎世人的救主。
So they need to follow God's instructions to keep to raise the child so that he could become savior of the world.
刚才我们略略的提到他们从伯利恒到埃及的路。
We just mentioned the journey they took from Bethlehem to Egypt.
在这么长的一段过程当中，玛利亚可以更多看见约瑟所能挑担的事。
During that long journey, it is not hard to imagine that Mary could learn more about Joseph.
她可以更多发现这个人的个性，这个人的不足等等。
She could learn more about Joseph's capacity, his characters, and his shortcomings.
玛利亚不断更认识这个人，她还可以适时的为他分担一些事情。
Mary had time not to just know Joseph, but to share his burden.
同样的，约瑟也可以明白玛利亚的能力、玛利亚的个性等等。
In the same way, Joseph could also learn about Mary's capacities and her characters also.
他也可以知道怎么样去照顾他的妻子。
He also could learn how to care for his wife.
更重要的是，他们可以更多了解对方的属灵状况。
More importantly, they could get to know each other's spiritual conditions.
在适当的时候，彼此提醒，彼此安慰，彼此劝勉，彼此帮助。
To remind each other, comfort each other, exalt each other, and help each other.
如果夫妻没有在共同的一件事情上面一起做，
without serving God together,
这些你很难看出来。
All of these would be hard to obtain.
当然，你还是可以安慰你的配偶。
Sure, you could still comfort your spouse.
但是我相信程度上绝对不如你们一起服侍的时候来的深入。
But it's hard for you to reach the same level as you serve God together.
我们教会有很多夫妇都一起服侍神，这个是很美的。
Many couples in our church serve God together, and that is a beautiful sight.
因为透过一起的服侍，我们可以更多了解对方。
Because through serving God together, they would improve their mutual understanding.
能在许多的事情上面彼此帮补。
And complement each other in many things.
更美的是，他们同心地走在属天的道路上。
On top of that, they walk together in their spiritual heavenly life.
让他们的婚姻生活更加的紧密。
That will improve their marriage life on earth.
不是分飞燕，而是同林鸟。
They will become lovebirds dwelling in the same woods and not the sparrows that fly in separate ways.
盼望我们有更多的夫妇可以一起来经历神的奇妙。
I hope more couples will come to serve God and experience and be marveled.
在一起服侍的当中，更多的了解对方，喜欢对方。
To know each other better and love each other better through their service.
一起学习在神面前的顺服， 建立一个属灵的家。
To learn how to obey God together and establish a God-loving family.
真正说，我们是一起承受生命之恩的。
That is to receive the gracious gift of life together.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，谢谢你为我们建立家庭，为我们安排合适的配偶。
God, thank you for giving us the opportunity to have a family and loving, God-loving couple.
谢谢你给我们一起走属天道路的伴侣。
And the companion that we can walk the life together.
我们要把我们的家庭、我们的夫妻再一次献上。
We present our families, our spouse to you.
求主你让我们一起来顺服你。
Help us to be obedient to you.
一起来经历你。
To experience you together.
更是一起来服侍你。
And to serve you together.
让这个家庭因着我们的顺服、我们的经历、我们的服侍。
So that this family, through our experience and our ministry,
能够得着你丰丰富富的恩典。
Will be blessed by you.
一同行到你来的日子。
Until the day that you come.
听我们一起的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天。